こんにちは。
あれ、こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。文字起こしのテキストをアプリで購入できますので、よかったらそれも試してみてください。1個目、8月11日が山の日として祝日になる予定です。イエーイ。山の日制定議連が法案を今国会中に提出し、2016年からの適用を目指しています。山に親しむ機会を得て山の恩恵に感謝することが目的です。現在日本には15種類の祝日がありますが、8月に祝日が制定されるのは初めてのことです。
From 2016 we may have a new holiday known as Mountain Day. The proposed holiday Mountain Day would be on August 11th and aims to createA greater awareness and appreciation of Japan's mountains and natural landscape. Currently, Japan has 15 national holidays, but this would be the first national holiday to be set in August.
Yay! 謎祝日が増えたよ。これで16日間。
So where did this come from?
I don't know. It sounds really random だよね。
Right?
他の日は結構昔のなんか天皇の、お祭りっていうか、そういうのから来てたりとか、いろいろ一応歴史があるんだけど、これは新しいからね。
Yeah, I looked into it a little bit, and a lot of different places have their own Mountain Day.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like, but it's a specific mountain の日。
ああ、何山の日とか。
Yeah, like 富士山の日。
ああ、それはちょっと make sense。でも日本祝日多いよね、他の国に比べても。いいことだよね。
Really? I haven't really thought about that.
すっごい突っ込まれるよ。いろんな国の人と仕事してると、祝日の時にメールが来るわけよ。日本のオフィスは何月何日、祝日休みですとか事前に言うんだけど、ヨーロッパもたまになんかバンクホリデーとかあるけど、日本みたいになんかこの海の日とか山の日とか子供の日みたいな、そういうのはあんまりないよね。しかも結構多い方じゃない？だから。
They have that Oni shit too.
それ節分の日ね。それは祝日じゃなくて、祝日じゃないよねあれは。ただ。
Is it? I have no idea.
ひな祭りとかと一緒で、日にちはあるけど別に会社休みではない。会社行ってるとね、祝日めっちゃ嬉しい。しかも振り替え休日。
I feel like I should learn these.
What? Learn what?
These holidays.
Yeah, 15個しかないからそんな難しくないよ。
But even the ones that aren't official national holidays, they always have like a really interesting past or history.
Yeah, you should know. I think I feel like you should know ひな祭り、節分、七夕。What else? でも子供の日は祝日だもんね。So,
they have like Girls' Day.
ひな祭り。
And they have like all those weird. What's the one with the weird?
鯉のぼり?
Candy.
Weird candy? 七五三? 七五三。あれは7歳と5歳と3歳の時にね。
Wasn't there something like if you eat that candy you'll live
longer? So chitose ame. Chitose ame. Chitose is like 1000 ni toshi. So 1000 years old.
Yeah.
Candy.
I remember I was eating so many of those cuz I thought it was
legit.
I thought it was legit.
Ja, maike 5000 nen gurai motto ka.
Yeah. Just wait and see.
ネパール政府は来月4月よりエベレストの登山者全員に対し、投棄されているゴミを8キロ以上回収して戻ってくることを義務付けます。ネパールでは登山家誘致のために今年の2月からエベレストの入山料を大幅に引き上げており、渋滞やゴミの増加に対する懸念を払拭すべく今回の新規制に踏み切りました。エベレストでは毎年50トンものゴミがポイ捨てされており、環境や生態系への影響が心配されているため、プロの登山家や民間団体が政府による規制を呼びかけていました。
Beginning next month, climbers of Mount Everest will be required by the Nepalese government to collect at least 8 kilograms of trash from the mountain. After prices were dramatically reduced in February, concerns of crowding, pollution and damage to the environment led professional climbers and NGOs to call for the creation of this new rule. Every year, more than 50 tons of garbage are deposited on the mountain.
そう、日本で有名なアルピニストの野口健さんとかはずっとこれを問題視していて、やっぱり、まあ、エベレストだけじゃないんだけど、彼が言ってるのは、ただ本当にゴミがありすぎ、しかもゴミって言っても結構でかい酸素ボンベとか、そういうなんか自然に絶対帰らないものをみんな捨てちゃうからっていうのでずっと言ってたから、
Mount Fuji is pretty bad too. Yeah.
Yeah. でもさ、エベレスト登って帰ってくるのに8キロ荷物が増えるって結構大変だよね。まあ自分の荷物食べたりとかして減る分はあるけど、それにしても、
It's not even your own. Is that including your own trash?
No. Excluding your own trash. だから自分のゴミと別に8キロを持って帰らなきゃいけなくて。でちょっと調べたんだけど、エベレスト登るときってだいたい自分は10キロぐらい背負うんだって、自分は10キロ背負って、そのポーターとかシェルバーの人とかが、まあ、持ってくれるらしいんだけど、だから自分が10キロだとゴミ8キロって結構すごい倍になっちゃうよね。
Yeah, I'm sure the Sherpas are going to end up carrying all of it.
超大変じゃない？そうだからその
ポーターの The Sherpas are already like carrying everything. These people that so many of these people that climb Everest, they hire so much help.
なんかシェルパの人とかって女の人でも40キロぐらい担いでんだって。だからそれプラス8キロ。でこれやらないと罰金かな？なんかまだ決まってないらしいけど。
いくら？
わかんない。でもね、そのあと登山料、この入山料を引き下げて降りっていうところでいくらぐらいだったのかなと思って調べたんだけど、もともと個人で登るとき250万だったんだって。それを110万に下げた。でグループで登ると780万だったのが、だから780万円だといっぱいグループいればみんな割り勘できるから安くなるじゃん。だからそれができないようになっちゃったから、グループだろうが何だろうが1人110万円になった。だから今までグループでもともといっぱいで登った人は損だけど、まあそういう人の方が多分少ないから、まあ個人の人はいいけど。
Would you want to do it? Climb Everest?
What? No!
No, not interested at all.
絶対嫌だ。 No! なんか自分に超関係ない話って感じ。
Really?
Would you?
I want to climb Everest eventually.
Eventually?
Yeah.
Like, いつ?
Well, I'd want to climb other mountains first.
そりゃそうだよね。初がエベレストやばい。
Have you climbed Mount Fuji?
No.
Oh, how rude.
No.
ありえない。
やろうと思ってるけど、毎年。でも、毎年結局できてない。だから今度コリンと行こうって言ってるよ。I'll go next time he goes.
Okay.
Because he goes all the time, じゃん。でもね、そのエベレストもめっちゃ混んでんだって。すっごい混んでて、行列になっちゃってんだって。でその渋滞しちゃうとやっぱり寒いところに並んでるから体力が無駄に消耗されちゃって危ないじゃん。なんかそういう問題もあるらしいよ。なんかそんなエベレストってみんな行列できるほど気軽にって言っちゃあれだけど行くもんなんだと思ってびっくりしちゃった。
I think that stuff is so fascinating. Like those documentaries and stuff are so interesting.
I love it when they're focusing on those dead bodies on the way. Because they're even using that as a 目印 now. Like official 目印 because they're not going to move anyways. だからなんか有名な dead bodies が何か所かあって、なんか they even have nicknames. I don't remember now.
So, I thought it was just like the place where that person died becomes.
でも the body is still there.
そっか。
持って帰れないから重くて危ないから、なんかその人の国の国旗とかが上に置いてかけてあったりするけど、so that you know people can see their faces and stuff, just you know to pay some respect. But so.
Really?
ゴロゴロ落ちてんだって。
Well, I didn't know that.
That's but really interesting.
Have you seen where they take the ladder, right? And they lie it down over like a crevasse.
Yeah.
They have to traverse that. They have to walk across that.
Yeah. 絶対無理.
And you have like little ropes on the sides, yeah, like spindly, like little nylon ropes.
無理無理.
But 無理無理. if you misstep, it could be bad.
なんかさ、そういう映画あったよね。雪山の昔のクリフハンガー。
Oh, not cliffhanger. That's not a legit one.
And there was another one too. There were like two Yukiyama movies that I've seen or that I remember.
But they always make it all Hollywood style with like nitroglycerin exploding everywhere and stuff. Helicopters
really?
And Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. でもどっちにしろ全然身近には感じない。まあそもそも山登りがあまり詳しくないし、エベレストは。No way. どんぐらい時間かかんのだって。I mean, you can't even make it to top, right?
Very difficult to get to the top.
And right?
Just getting to base camp is an accomplishment.
そうだよね。だから普通の人はあれでしょ、なんかこう、
And weather is a huge issue.
ハイキングトレイルみたいなのがエベレストにもあって、そういうなんか簡単な、
well, all the time
簡
単
って言ってもあれだけど。
All the time people go to base camp and then the weather's not good enough, so they have to go back down and try again next year and stuff like that.
そっか。あ、そう、だからなんか渋滞して混んでるからトイレとかも全然。
And the effect on your body is pretty serious. Like you can't stay up there at that altitude. Your body just is dropping muscle mass like really fast.
Yeah, しかも、you don't have enough oxygen. とか。
And I've seen in documentaries where they're doing cognitive tests on these guys at altitude, and it's really like basic stuff, like questions they're trying to answer.
Yeah, 無理.
And they can't even do basic math.
まあそうだよね.
You're just struggling.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't be using your その糖分. In your brain or whatever to be solving those stupid math problems when you're in such a situation.
I think, I mean, you can be at that altitude for a bit, a few days, but you shouldn't hang out up there. Those Sherpas they're people that have been living in that area for a really long time, so they've kind of adapted.
すごいよね。その人たちから見たらさ、
It's like Bolivians.
Yeah.
Like Bolivians have been living at altitude for so long. Their physiology is completely different.
They'd be looking at us and be like, ugh, weak sauce. じゃない?
Because you'll be like someone like me, I'm sure, with almost like no connection to altitude life. You know? Why would I be comfortable at that altitude? There's no way. Yeah. If I climbed Everest, I'm sure I would struggle.
I'm sure you would.
I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be one of those people that can just go there.
Yeah.
But if you have blood from South, like the Bolivians or that region, Nepal.
Yeah.
Like some of the locals that have never, it's not like they have adapted. Mm. It's that their DNA has kind of evolved.
Yeah. すごいよね。
Because in those documentaries, the Sherpas are carrying like the huge,
like
IMAX camera, like weighs like 100 pounds.
Yeah,
maybe not that much.
But it's
60
like
pounds.
It's normal to them. Ne, it's pretty cool. Hi, America に住む38歳の大工のダン・ジェンセンさんは25年間ほとんどピザだけを食べて生きています。レーズンブランを週1回、4年前に桃を1つ、ドイツに旅行した際にピザが美味しくなかったため2週間プレッツェルを食べた以外は25年間毎日3食ピザを食べているそうです。14歳の時倫理上の理由からベジタリアンになろうと試みましたが野菜が嫌いだったために断念。その際に本当に自分が好きなのはピザだと気づいたそうです。遺伝的な糖尿病を患っていますがそれを除けば体も細身で健康とのことです。
38-year-old American carpenter Dan Jansen has been eating mostly pizza for the last 25 years. He eats raisin bran once per week. He ate a peach 4 years ago And while traveling in Germany, he didn't like the pizza there, so he just ate pretzels. But other than these few incidents, he has been eating nothing but pizza 3 times a day for the past 25 years. When he was 14, he tried to become a vegetarian for ethical reasons, but abandoned those plans after realizing that he does not like vegetables and loves pizza instead. Aside from having inherited diabetes, he is healthy and not at all overweight.
So, 細いんだよ、この人。超細いの。全然ピザだけ食べて暮らしてるようには見えない。でもこういう人いるんだよね。They call it freaky eaters, right? なんか
freaky eaters?
Yeah. なんかポテトだけ食べてる、食べて生きてるとか、あとチーズバーガーだけ食べてる人もいたし、あとなんだっけ、なんか結構そういう人いるんだよね。なんか一個のものだけを食べちゃうっていう。それはなんかちっちゃい子はよくあるらしくて。
There are people that only eat onigiris.
Really?
Yeah.
Only?
Almost. When they're by when they're by themselves, they're not eating out. It's like they only eat onigiris.
Oh. Like konbini onigiri.
But they try different like shurei.
Flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Onigiri だったらさ、なんか中身変えれるからいいけど、この人は普通のプレインチーズピザ。
Oh, he doesn't change the toppings or anything?
変わらないんだよ。全部ずっとプレインチーズピザだけ食べてる。
That's way crazier than just eating pizza, but you can change the toppings.
うん。だからいろんな種類のピザ食べてるわけじゃないの。一種類のピザ。
やばいね。
しかもプレインチーズピザだから、別にそんなトッピングない。
Can this man climb Everest?
Maybe he can.
Maybe.
I don't know.なんか he's really insisting that he's 超 healthy and he's really energetic and he rides bike all the time like everywhere とかなんか、and he's really thin.
Shouldn't he just work at a pizza place? Why is he a carpenter?
わかんない。He could probably get free pizza after these articles. All, I don't know.
Maybe.
あげてほしいよね、ちょっと。
I want to see what his carpentry looks like.
Pizza.
何
全部。わかんない。でも飽きるはさすがに。Do you なんかさ、新しい美味しいもの発見したときにずっとそれ食べる人いるじゃん。Do you,
you know,
do that?
Actually, last year I ate a lot of pizza. I was eating pizza. I eat a lot of pizza, actually.
Okay.
I'm a shitty puckety version of this guy that isn't as strict. But if you look there.
あ、本当だ。ピザの箱ある。
Yeah.I do eat.
あれな、あれピザハットか。
ピザハット。
うん。
Yeah.
I always order.
But it doesn't make me fat.
Domino's.
I don't think.
Not Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
No, everyone shits on Pizza Hut.
What?
Yeah.
No, the crust is so much more suck-sucker on Pizza Hut.
Really?
Than Domino's.
Hey, mommy, いつもドミノだよ。みんなドミノでしょ。I don't know. Sorry, Pizza Hut.
近い方がいいじゃない。
そうだね。ピザ美味しいんだよね。でも毎日つか三食はちょっと無理だわ。しかも同じ種類は嫌だ。
Well, for me, like I broke my left foot.
Yeah.
Kickboxing. And then it was snowing. This was like last year, last winter. It was snowing, so I couldn't
go out.
I couldn't do anything.And only Pizza Hut would deliver.
If you had to stick to one food for like the next 1 year, what would you pick? 1年間。
Pizza.
Really?
でいいんじゃない? What else would I?
でも確かになんかちょうどいい感じするね。
Pizza Hut のファミリーフォー。
何それ?あ、いろんな味ついてるやつ?
うん。
ああ。
But no, ツナマヨ。ツナマヨなし。
細かい。でも確かになんか野菜とかにしちゃうと1年間サラダとかきついし。だったら1年間ピザの方がいいかな。
I don't know, he might die though.
But he's still alive after 25 years.
He's a carpenter, he's doing exercise. He's doing manly shit. I just sit around on the computer. Medical experts of the American Epilepsy Society have formally asked the U.S. government to reconsider the current classification of cannabis. Currently, cannabis is classified as a Schedule 1 drug under the Controlled Substances Act. Schedule 1 is reserved for highly dangerous substances that are of no medicinal value. However, many studies have demonstrated that cannabis does not meet the criteria of a Schedule 1 drug and can be beneficial. The request comes after a British pharmaceutical company begins testing a cannabis-derived anti-seizure medication, and families with children who suffer from seizures all over the U.S. flock to Colorado to obtain medicinal cannabis.
アメリカの米転換学会がアメリカ政府に大麻の違法ドラッグとしての分類を検討し直すよう正式に要請しました。現在大麻はスケジュール1という分類に入れられています。スケジュール1は医療的な使用が不可能な危険なドラッグという意味ですが、近年の研究により医療に効果的に利用できることが分かったため、スケジュール1の分類は適切ではないと判断されたためです。イギリスの製薬会社が大麻をベースにした転換発作の予防薬の治験をすでに開始しており、それを聞いたアメリカ中の転換患者やその家族が大麻が合法化されているコロラドに殺到したことから今回の要請に至りました。いや、まあ、特にアメリカとかだと、まあ、日本もそうだけど、こういうさ、なんていうの、合法化されているところの患者さんはアクセスあるけど、合法化されてないところの患者さんはアクセスないっていう、その差ひどいよね。
Well, the stark difference between reality and the government's position is what's shocking. And it's the same here. It's the same anywhere where it's illegal.
Yeah.
And that also exists for other illegal substances as well, like psilocybin. And even LSD, they're restarting LSD trials.
Okay.
For the first time since like 1966 or something.
Okay.
When they shut that down initially.
そもそもどうして合法じゃないのかっていうのをちゃんと説明できる人が大麻に関してはいないじゃん。ほとんど。それかちゃんと最近の研究結果を元にしてきちんと分かりやすく説明できる人がいないじゃん。だからその転換の予防になります、発作の予防になりますとか、
The history of cannabis is really interesting. It does have a very good positive history of use here in Japan, and everything used to be made of hemp here. Originally, someone brought it over from India as medicine and introduced it as the most valuable anti-convulsive remedy on the planet way back in the day in the US. So they knew it was really effective as medicine ever, long before it was ever scheduled as being something that has no medicinal purpose.
Right.
It was purely corruption that it ended up this way. And no one's ever died from cannabis use.
Yeah.
And the evidence supporting its use, its medicinal use, is absolutely overwhelming.
ね、だからその何も、まあその政治家の人とかもそうだし、政府の人とか、なんかそのblinded なまま、あ、ダメなものはダメですってしてる気がして、それが例えば自分の家族に転換の発作ですごい苦しんでる人がいるとか、末期がんですごい痛い思いしてる人とかがいて、その医療用のタイマーを使えばそれがすごい軽減されるんであれば、その人たちからそれを奪う権利っていうのは本当にあるのかなっていう、なんかそれ自分の子供とか親とかだったとしても、
My friend's little brother died because he couldn't obtain this. Because he had really bad seizures. And seizures kill people. People die from bad seizures. If you have a bad seizure, you can die.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we like, pharmaceutical companies have not been able to come up with effective medications for a lot of the things that this natural plant can treat.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most outspoken people against cannabis for a really long time was a guy named Sanjay Gupta. And he was like the lead medical consultant for CNN. And he was always like, oh, it's so bad, you know, you're going to get addicted and you're going to be lazy or whatever, cause brain damage. And he was just saying a bunch of bullshit, Well, he's completely flipped around his position.
Yeah.
And then he made a documentary on cannabis where the only thing he did was went around the United States and like spoke to people that suffer from epilepsy and seizures and documented its use as medicine. And it's amazing. Mm. It's super effective. Like there's people that they can't even speak properly. They're seizing. They're completely non-functional human beings.
Yeah.
And every time they have one of these major seizures, they almost die. Mm. And sometimes they do die. Mm. And people have died from this. Meanwhile, this natural plant is extremely effective in making it so they can speak normally and move normally and function day to day without any problems.
Yeah. 趣味としての利用は別に違法にしててもいいけど、この医療用のに関してはもう早く動いてほしいよね。その苦しんでる人がいっぱいいるのに意味不明な理由でそれを取り上げられてるんであれば、
well, it's such a waste of tax money to go after something that doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean,
it's so stupid.
But then, なんかそういうサンジェイ・グプタみたいな、まあ、そういう著名なあの専門家っていうかの人とか、まあ、この米転換学会とか、あとハーバード大学とか、まあ、そういうもうちょっとこう医療用大麻を合法化したらいいんじゃないかっていう風に向かってはいるから、まあ、何年か前よりはマシなんだと思うけど、But、その転換とかね、毎日それを何 it's like an everyday thing for them. It's like they have to live with it.
Yeah.
So なんかもう早くしてほしいよね、そういう人のためには。
Cannabis has been used successfully to treat pain, neuropathic pain, anxiety, insomnia, loss of appetite, nausea, distress, rheumatism, epilepsy, and so on. With many studies suggesting anti-tumoral and anti-cancer effects as well.
Yeah.
They've been able to shrink tumors using this.
I just hope that all the lawmakers can just... I know it's really difficult, but I want them to personalize these issues. Like, I want them to put themselves into こういう、なんかそういう問題がある人の立場になって、or 自分の子供がそうだったらどうかなとか、you know? Then they wouldn't be holding on to some stupid reasons.
Well, the...
Or shut it off just because it's been illegal.
Yeah. One of the big problems with this is that anyone can go on the internet and find out the truth. Anyone can go on the internet and find out the truth about this. And then they know for a fact that the government is lying to them.
Yeah.
And then you start to question a lot of other things that the government's doing.
Yeah.You know? 特に日本ね、日本
の、There's a lot of bullshit.
前も話したけど、日本のそのウェブサイト、警察庁とか政府のウェブサイト見ると、その今ハーバード大学とか大きい有名な大学とか研究所とか専門家が言ってることと全く違うこと書いてあるからね。
Yeah, it's just made up.
Yeah, it's really misleading, and it's crazy how
you know people say. that we have medications to treat some of the stuff that this treats. But more and more we're finding out that a lot of these medications that we've created synthetically are actually very harmful for us.
Mm.
A lot of these painkillers that we take are very harmful for us. Mm. A lot of those synthetic opiates are highly addictive and kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, what's one way to kill yourself? Take too many painkillers.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Right? You can't overdose.On cannabis.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. だからその目の前に末期がんの患者ですごい痛がってる人がいるときにすごい副作用があって中毒性もある、依存症にもなりうるあのペインキラーを与えるのか、じゃあ医療用のタイマー副作用ないし別に体的に依存性もないそれをあげるのか、どっちを選ぶかっていう話じゃん、目の前にいたら。You know, you won't be like, oh no, you can't use this because it's illegal. It's just so stupid.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's infuriating.
Every year, in the United States, something since 1990, these prescription overdose deaths have more than tripled. And it looks like it's something like 40,000 people die every year. It's ridiculous.
でもこの医療用大麻の話ってネットに行くともうすごいみんな話してるし、今アメリカだといくつかの州で合法化されていて。
It's a huge issue in the States. There's a lot of coverage of it in the States, but not so much here.
まああとアメリカだけじゃなくて南米とかもね、ウルグアイがもう合法化したし、あのまあそういう楽しみのための使うあの利用っていうのはまだ違法なところいっぱいあるけど、医療用に関してはもういいじゃんっていう風な流れになってるのが、まあいろんな国では見られるし、ネット上ではね、今マイケルも言ったようにすごい大きな話題になってるんだけど、日本だとねメディア全く話さないし、日本語になってるのもあんまりないし、
it's taboo. Japan has very extremely strict laws.
でも日本にも、日本ってガンの人すごい多いじゃんでしょ、だし日本にも転換の人はいるし、だからね、その困ってる内容はどこの国も同じだから、
yeah.
I don't know. I just wish that もっとメディアもこの話してくれればいいのにね。誰も日本の政府プッシュしてないじゃん。
No one wants to call the government out on its bullshit.
Yeah.
And this is government bullshit. Although, you know, I think for cannabis, it was largely a rule kind of pushed from the American side. After the war.
日本だとこの話するとなんか Oh my god なんか It's illegal なのにみたいな。
And then you go home and take your prescription meds.
Yeah. It's just おかしいよ。
Yeah. Asteroid 2014 DX110 just barely missed Earth this morning at around 7 a.m. The asteroid came closer to the Earth than our moon, passing at a distance of 349,000 kilometers, weighing 8,000 kilograms and moving at 53,000 kilometers per hour. If it had collided with the Earth, the results could have been catastrophic. The asteroid was discovered only about a week and a half ago.
今朝7時ごろ、小惑星が地球に大接近しました。重さ8000キロ、時速5万3000キロメートルのこの小惑星は、月よりも近い34万9000キロメートル地点まで地球に接近しました。この小惑星は1週間半前に初めて確認されたばかりで、衝突していれば大惨事になるところでした。これ衝突したらどうなるの？
Did you know about this?
No.、
Mm.
知らなかった。
I bet most people don't know about this. But if it hit us, we'd all know about it.
What would have happened?
Oh, it would have destroyed whatever it hit.
For どれくらいの規模? Let's say it hit Shibuya. Around Shibuya.
I don't have enough information. It really depends on the angle that it comes in at. I mean, you could take 8,000 kilograms and multiply it by 53,000 kilometers per hour, but the atmosphere has so much to do with how much damage it does. Because like the asteroid that hit in Chelyabinsk, Russia, if that had not broken up, and it came at, you've seen the video, right?
Yeah.
It comes in at a super shallow angle, right?
Yeah.
Well, if it had come in at a direct, an angle more perpendicular to our atmosphere, that could have been very bad. Not like end of the world, but it could have destroyed
Russia.
Yeah, it could have killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Wow.
Probably.
これ全然知らなかったけどさ、あの本当にやばい時ってどう、誰も教えてくれないのかな、こういう感じでさらっとなるの。
Well, the interesting thing about this asteroid is that we didn't know about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, でも1週間半前には知ってたわけでしょ。 So some people knew, right?
No, that's a very... Usually we know way in advance. Usually we know like a year in advance.
Yeah, but my question is like, let's say that unknown asteroid shows up, like ikinari.
From behind the sun?
Yeah, or it just shows up ikinari and the scientists know that it's going to hit us in like a week or so. And it might hit us or it might not.
Yeah.
っていう時,
we would send a bomb.
But they didn't do it to this one.
Because it wasn't going to hit us.
Oh, they knew for sure.
Not for sure, but we did math, and math said it's not going to hit us.
Oh, that's why this didn't make it to, like, show breaking news.
Well, they don't want to cause a panic.
Yeah. まあ知りたくないよね。
Unless it's gonna hit us.
知ってももう遅いしね。
And these things, there are a lot of asteroids that pass near Earth without hitting us. Happens all the time. Actually, we just witnessed the largest meteorite impact on the moon, like ever.
Oh.
Or at least ever that we've witnessed.
Okay.
Yeah, we like caught it on video.
Oh.
There's a video on YouTube of a little meteorite hitting the moon.
Oh.
It's just like a little, psh, like a little flash.
Okay. 新しいクレーターできたのかな?
Yeah.
Oh. Which side of the moon? We can see that side? Can we see that crater?
Yeah.
Oh. じゃあ餅つきしてるウサギじゃなくなっちゃうかな?
No, it was much smaller. I don't think it's really going to change anything.
Oh, なんだ。
こうちっちゃい。
なんかウサギの目ができたりとか。
But if you look at the moon, it shows us, okay, these rocks fly at us all the time.
Yeah.
Because the moon doesn't have an atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
確かに。
But we're really lucky because we have one.
そうだね。じゃないとやばすぎる。
But if the angle's not good, then a meteorite could hit us. Even one as small as this one. This one's not that large. 8,000 kilograms.
It reminds me of that movie, Melancholy. Have you seen it?
No.
Melancholy, みんな見てほしい。なんかね、it's a really artsy movie. With Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
Kirsten Dunst とAlex Skarsgård が出てるんだけど、it's kind of artistic, but then it's realistic, but it's sci-fi. It's a really weird movie.
Wait, is it about?
It's about this 変ななんか惑星が接近してきて地球にもう衝突してみんな死にますって言われちゃうのね、最初に。で、そっからどうするみたいな。その、like how they spent their last day.
What did they do? Oh, is that a spoiler?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What would you do?
I'm just gonna chill at home.
That's all.
With my cat.
なんだ?
なんかだってそんなすごいことする? Are you gonna try to climb Mount Everest on your last day?
No. No way. No.
What are you gonna do? 何する?だって最後の日。
Well, I think we would know in advance. That's the strange thing. If a meteor was large enough to destroy the Earth, we're probably tracking it. So we'll probably find out like a year in advance or 2 years in advance or something.
Oh.
And then so it's like, what are you going to do with the last year? And then we'll probably stop fighting each other.
Yeah,
Russia will probably leave the Ukraine alone and we'll be like, all right, let's figure this thing out.
1年前だったら確かになんか地球人にとって最高の1年にできそうじゃない?みんなで力を合わせれば。なんか
yeah, no, to stop the asteroid though, not like...
Oh, to stop the asteroid?
Yeah, well,
oh.
Everyone's going to sit around eating ice cream and
yeah,
doing
that,
drugs.
That was my point. Yeah, that was my... あれ、マイケルの方がポジティブだった。
No, we can stop the asteroid.
あ、そういうこと?え、マミアなんかもう1年間みんな、そういうペリフェラルな仕事の人はみんな辞めて、もうビーチとかで楽しく暮らすみたいな。
Yeah, but then we stop the asteroid and now you don't have a job and you've...
だから、asteroid 止めない設定、もう諦めて1年間楽しく暮らす。
That's the worst.
Yes, it becomes the worst if someone like Bruce Willis shows up and destroys the asteroid successfully and then I'm jobless and I'm fat and I'm just like, damn it. どうすんのこれからみたいな。Yeah.That's my 妄想.
Yeah, we have a lot of different plans to stop an asteroid if it does. If it does come.
Okay.
We can put a nuclear bomb on the asteroid. That's like the most obvious solution. To just shoot it, make it blow up, and then we can change the trajectory. People have suggested attaching solar sails to the asteroid. Sending a satellite to orbit the asteroid really closely.
Okay.
And that'll slowly like pull it.
そういうこと?
Yeah. They call it a gravitational tractor.
Huh.
And then there's another method where we could shoot the asteroid with a laser and make gases shoot out the side of it. And then it'll like cut the knee, like move.
Shit, there are too many solutions, John. My plan won't ever work.
We can attach boosters to the asteroid.
Okay. まあ、じゃあいろいろ手立てはあるってことか。
We can tether a weight to the asteroid on a cable.
Yeah.
Put something heavy on the other end.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there are so many ways.
Mm.
And it's weird that I'm not interested in these at all.
You want it to hit
honestly,
Earth.
Honestly. なんでだろう。なんかわかんない。なんでもいいやって感じ。
なんで。
I don't know.
Anyways, next. Scientists have revived a 30,000-year-old megavirus from the frozen Siberian tundra, and experts fear that the increased mining and drilling activity in warmer latitudes could eventually unleash one harmful to man. While the megavirus can only infect amoeba, it demonstrates in principle that we could potentially resurrect active infectious viruses from the past. As global warming makes northern areas more accessible, the risk of disturbing a dormant and potentially catastrophic human pathogen becomes more real.
科学者たちがシベリアの永久凍土から採取した3万年前のウイルスの蘇生に成功しました。このウイルスはアメーバにしか感染しないため人間に害はありませんが、これにより過去に死滅したと思われていたウイルスが復活する可能性があることが判明しました。専門家は高緯度の地域での採掘作業が年々増加していることから、人類に害があるウイルスを復活させてしまうかもしれないと懸念を示しています。 Damn it.
Well, this megavirus is okay, it seems like. It only fucks up amoebas.
Yeah.
Fortunately for us.
Yeah. But it could be any virus.
Well, we don't know what other viruses exist.
Yeah.
So in the ice. And the weird thing about viruses is, aren't viruses like not alive? Wasn't there some debate about that?
え、何それ?知らない。
I remember when I was in middle school and I was learning about viruses. You learn about the T virus, right?
わかんない。覚えてない。
And it like attaches itself to a cell, and it like injects its own material.
Oh,
you don't know that?
Like biohazard みたいな感じ. They call it T virus too. Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is T virus.
Ah, そっか。その T ウイルスって本当にあるやつなんだ.
No.
Oh, you're not accidentally talking about biohazard, right? That would be so.
It wouldn't be the first
funny.
Time that has happened, but I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah, there was like debate of whether or not to classify viruses as living organisms.
Yeah. Because it
you
doesn't.
You don't know about this?
Because it doesn't match our definition of being alive.
They're, I don't know. Just the way that they are is kind of weird. They're like little robots almost.
Oh, okay.
They're like little. I forget the reason why they're not considered alive. But like, even if you take antibiotics, it doesn't kill viruses, right?
Oh, so なんだ.
Mm.
I thought it was killing viruses.
Eh?
It's just getting them weaker?
No. Antibiotics don't affect viruses because viruses aren't alive. Jenna.
Oh.
They're for bacterial infections.
Ah, そか。
So if you have like streptococcus A or something.
Ah, そか。Yeah.
Or you have, but if you have like regular, the common cold, like rhinovirus, then even if you take cold saibushitsu, it doesn't help.
Yeah, そか。そうだよね。なんか。
What a weird way that would... We have like two apocalyptic events today for some reason. The ancient megavirus revived from ancient ice.
Yeah.
And a meteorite impact.
Yeah. Well, 当たんなかったからよかったけどね。当たってたらバイリンガルニュースも終わり。
ね。
Yeah, that'd be pretty sad.
Is that it?
Yep. お話は終わり。
終わり
です。アプリ引き続きよろしくお願いします。最近結構早いよね、あの文字起こし上げるの。だいたい放送した、yeah. まあ次の日か2日後には上がってるよね。っていう感じです。だから。
Did you hear about the petroglyphs in Hawaii?
No.
My brother lives in Hawaii, as
yeah.
you are aware.
Yeah.
And he, a few weeks ago, he was sending me pictures because he was at the beach and they had like the biggest waves ever.
Oh, okay.
Like the biggest waves in like, I don't know, 50 years or something.
Mm.
Huge waves mm. on Oahu. And apparently these waves cleared away a bunch of stuff around cliffs,
mm.
like well, whatever was on there.
Mm.
And revealed a bunch of petroglyphs all over the island.
Hmm.
Like those, like prehistoric
human
like cave paintings、
wow.
and stuff. Really interesting.
Hey, 初めて見つかったの? Like yeah, scientists like they, didn't know about it?
It like revealed a bunch of them.
Wow.
They haven't really like,
hey.
I think some of them they knew about before, but、okay. I think some of them are new. I don't
hey.
Know.
すごいじゃん。
Yeah. So when I go visit my brother, I want to like,
、oh.
I want to go check these things out.
え、それどこ? North Shore?
Yeah, I think、
oh, okay,
so.
Okay.
Well, like all over Oahu, wherever、okay. was getting battered by the waves.
へぇ。
So yeah.
見たいね。すごいね。
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. まあ、毎日新しい発見がありますね。
Mm-hmm.
まあ、このポッドキャストやってると余計思うけどね。なんかこういうのばっかり読んでるから。It's like, wow, new findings. Wow, new findings again. It's like, non-stop, じゃない?
Yeah.
なんか、自分って何も知らないんだなっていつも思っちゃう。
Don't you feel like things are accelerating?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's actually accelerating or if it's just me reading more or both.
It's definitely accelerating.
かな?
It's definitely accelerating.
かな? 2回言った。はい。
デジャブ。
終わり。バイ。
以上です。バイ。